that you can think of, sort of flat grassy land.
Pasture land?
How about if it's not planted, if it's just natural kind of...
Without, you mean without timber on it?
Right, mm-hmm. Anything like that?
Well, it would probably be used for pasture land or...
It'd still be, yeah. Okay.
Or, the land that they want to lay out and regain its strength, you know.
How about like an area that's got just like water standing on it, like stagnant water standing on it all the time?
Sloughs.
Now, would that be the same as a swamp?
Mm-hmm. Swampland. Swampland would have would have the water in it, and then the sloughs.
I think that's what she's trying.
The sloughs.
Yeah. Sloughs.
And with the sloughs,
it's a depression in the land that when the excess rainwater falls, it channels the water into the bottom lands. It's a slough.
Yeah.
And generally, when they dig the dredge ditches, they follow the general direction of the old sloughs. Of course, they snake around just like a river, but you'd cut the ditch
to drain
where you could, where either side would run in.
Soil, a name?
Loam, sandy loam.
How about that black, sticky kind of...
Gumbo.
You know?
I want to get some of that on your feet sometime.
You can't get it off?
Or get your car in there when it's wet.
Oh. How do you get it out if you get your car in there?
Get someone to pull you out. With a team or tractor.
Or you wait till it dries up. Oh, that's funny. Have you ever heard of anything called crawfishy land?
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I fished the crawfishes out too.
Really?
We still have some of that.
And you caught crawfishes?
Oh, yeah. They build these big stools, you know, up above the ground.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Well, you have a lot of little crawfish in your... Now, these are in the sloughs and in the bottom lands.
Right.
As the water recedes and it goes down, or you can get in there and just catch lots of crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
But out the edges, you'll see these enormous stools that holds, big as ball bats, aren't they, Wayne? And these enormous big old red crawfish, almost lobsters, will be down in there. And you can get him by putting a stick down in there, and he'll pinch it, and he doesn't get any better sense than to hold on. You just fish him out.
Oh.
See? Use his tail for catfish bait.
That's a big game of kids, you know.
Okay, you're calling it that. What would you call it? Kind of a deep, gouged out place, like in a field. Kind of a washed out place in a field.
You referring to hills? Be a gully.
A gully.
In the hills. Lowlands, we probably wouldn't have.
You probably wouldn't have it, the lowlands. Well, around here, around Jonesboro, I don't know this terrain, this area very well, and around Bay and Craighead County. Is it mostly just flat, or it appears to me to be, but then I don't
know. No. Well, we have lots of flat land in Craighead County, but we're sitting right now on what is known as Crowley's Ridge. It's a quite a historic.
Yeah.
It was caused, it was a freak formation, wasn't it, Wayne? And it begins up in the edge of Missouri and goes down through Arkansas and hits the Mississippi River about Helena, isn't it?
Almost in.
And it's unique in every respect. You go down where we live, you hit the sandy loam, and down around Mark Tree and down there, you hit some of the black gumbo. And that was caused from the New Madrid earthquake.
Oh.
And but this this place,
New Madrid, Missouri.
Yeah. Missouri,
yeah. Yeah, up in
and
around the Boot Hill. And this place is just pure old red hills. Part of it no rock at all, but part of it is loaded with all these gravel roads you drive on around here. It comes out of these Crowley Ridge hills.
Yeah.
You run that tape out, we'll quit.
Well, I don't know if you have that much time, because this tape runs an hour.
Does it?
So, yeah, runs an hour on the side. I'll tell you what. Okay, now, talking about streams of water, you were talking about...